Less than 2 minutes here until the closing bell. And again, you are looking at gains across the board. Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, even the Russell 2000, all rallying today. The Dow up 492 points, S&P up just over 1%, and the NASDAQ is posting gains. We have Dana Peterson, the Conference Board's chief economist, here to help us break down today's action, along with Sam Stovall, CFRA's chief investment strategist. Sam, let me start with you. Certainly what a difference a day makes when you take a look at today's gains. What's your big takeaway from today's rally?
Well, my feeling is that certainly with the Merck COVID pill, that's a possible game saver here, because we're looking at a lot of the groups such as transportation, leisure, hospitality, et cetera, that are doing very, very well. But it's also simply a reminder, as Jared said earlier, that this is a seasonal play, that we had the worst month of the year primarily because you have mutual funds that have window dressing that they want to engage in September, because they have fiscal year ends in October and they want to look as good as possible. So a lot of the selling took place in the latter part of September, and they're buying right back in early October.
They certainly are buying today. Again, let me take a look at where we stand. Dow up 466 points. S&P up just around 1%. The NASDAQ is in the green. Taking a look at the sector action quickly. All 11 of the S&P sectors trading to the upside. It looks like energy by far the leader today, with the XLE up just around 3.5%. We're also seeing some solid gains from communication services, financials, materials, and technology. And that does it for the first trading day of October. And going through some impressive stats for you, with the Dow closing up here just around 483 points. We were on our way to the best start to October for the Dow since 2003. I believe that will hold. The S&P and Russell 2000 also having their best starts to the month of October in quite some time. In terms of some of the leadership that we're seeing today, Sam was just mentioning the action that we're seeing in Merck, with Merck shares closing up pretty substantially today when you take a look at those leaders, up just around 8.5%. We got news from the company that their COVID-19 pill, that it significantly reduces the risk of hospitalization and death when it comes to COVID-19. So we're seeing that stock pop on that today. And that's also pushing the reopening trade higher, Disney being a clear benefit of that today, with shares up just around 4%. We're also seeing some solid gains in the airlines, cruise lines, hotel chains, some of the other names associated with the reopening. But again, we have Sam Stovall and Dana Peterson here to help us break down the action. And Dana, let me go to you, because in terms of what we've seen over the last couple of months, taking a look back, we certainly have seen the economic recovery slowing just a bit. Do you think that's going to be the case in the fourth quarter, or are we going to regain some of that momentum?
Well, the big issue is whether or not we're beyond the Delta variant surge. Indeed, that slowed activity in the third quarter. But we're pretty constructive that, just given the fact that consumers are still going to be receiving money from stimulus checks, certainly consumers with families, with children rather, also further gains in the labor market, that all of this will shape up into a better fourth quarter. However, there are some pretty big risks out there, certainly with respect to consumption. Our own measure of consumer confidence waned for 3 months in a row. And also, when you think about the holiday season, will businesses be able to restock their shelves ahead of the holidays? And then finally, there's that big question around inflation. Are we going to continue to see elevated inflation for consumers as well as businesses in terms of inputs and wages?
And Dana, what is your reading on that? Do you expect to see higher inflation now for a little bit longer than we initially thought?
Well, it looks like we're probably going to see elevated year-on-year rates at least through the balance of this year and somewhat into next year. The hope is that we will settle back close to 2% in terms of the consumer inflation by the middle of next year. But there certainly are risks that maybe we don't. Certainly we're seeing the chip shortage, the semiconductor chip shortage, is placing upward pressure on prices for cars, both new and used cars, and certainly for high-tech goods. And then also there's the big wage question. We're still seeing labor shortages, and that's placing upward pressure on what businesses have to pay both incoming workers as well as to keep workers from quitting.
So let's take a look at some of today's action, specifically what's going on in the bond market, because the 10-year yield falling back below 150, a pretty significant move. We got that reading out on core inflation today, which is interesting. Then when you take a look at the reaction that we're seeing in the bond market, I guess, how do you sum up the drop that we're seeing today? And I guess, where do you expect the range to be going forward?
Well, I think that one reason why we saw the drop in the 10-year yield is because expectations for third quarter GDP continue to erode. We actually reduced our estimate now to 3.6%, and it was sort of a stair step downward. So our expectation is that we'll see a bounce back in the fourth quarter, gain of about 6% in GDP. But the question, you know, as you had asked Dana before about inflation, that's going to remain fairly stubborn. We have to take a look at what the jobs data will be posting next Friday. We're looking for a 400,000 gain. So in general, I think that we are going to have to sort of tiptoe our way through some of the negative numbers that we'll likely see. But I think the market will look across this valley.
And Sam, speaking of, I guess, the market now taking a looking across the valley and using the words that you just said in terms of what we could see play out over the next couple of months, how would you suggest investors be positioned then heading into the fourth quarter?
Well, the S&P likes to save the best for last, because when you look at the price performance for the S&P, whether it's every year since World War II, whether it's the fourth quarter of the first year of a president's cycle and so forth, it's about twice that of any of the other sector, any of the other quarters. And also the frequency of advance is pretty high. And when we're looking for 26% earnings growth to be reported soon for the third quarter, followed by a 20%+ jump in the fourth quarter, I think that there is reason for seasonal optimism to kick in once again.
And Dana, as we wrap things up here, of course, investors keeping a close eye on the developments down in D.C. We've reached a little bit of a stalemate here just in terms of what we could get on that bipartisan infrastructure deal. Also, that $3.5 trillion spending plan that the Biden administration has put forward. And then also, of course, we have the debt ceiling later this month. In terms of how big of a risk that could potentially be to the economic recovery, what's your view on that?
Sure. Well, the good news is that we do have a CR continuing resolution in place through December 3rd, and hopefully between now and then, the folks in Washington will be able to fund the government for the balance of fiscal year 2022. But the debt ceiling, you know, still is a big risk. Certainly, if we do breach the debt ceiling, that's a huge negative, not only for the U.S. economy, but for the global economy. We could see a big financial market upheaval and potentially even another financial crisis that results in very weak growth rates. But more so, it's really negative for the U.S. if people can't trust that we're going to pay our bills on time. And certainly that would raise borrowing costs for investors in the U.S.
Dana Peterson of the Conference Board, Sam Stovall, a CFRA Chief Investment Strategist. Always great to speak with both of you. Have a great weekend.